This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Sia, what's up, man? Nice to see you. Talk into this microphone. It's radio. You have to talk into the microphone. Don't forget. Okay. You're not writing a book now. All right, Sia Masuku, this is a guy who was in here. How long ago was it? It's like a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
You came in and you told us you had this this book idea, Siafunda. You wanted to write a book, help people to understand isiZulu.
Yeah.
And we had a nice chat about it, and I thought, well, listen, we can only hope that someone comes along and helps you. It turns out that crowdfunding was the way to do this.
It works.
It works. You've actually... Here he is. He's here to tell us that crowdfunding actually works, Mubs.
So you got the funding then? You got the,
yeah, got the
everything
funding.
You needed?
Yeah, I think everyone pulled through, you know?
Dude, well done.
Yeah,
this is
thank
a,
you.
This is a very big deal because so often we hear about people and they try and do this crowdfunding stuff and it doesn't work so well. This is a major. Let's give him a round of applause. Everybody, go crazy in the crowd. Let's go. There we go. So the book is out. It's being launched on Saturday.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Sure. It'll be during the Puku AfriKids Festival. On the 26th. What is that? So the Puku AfriKids Festival is a festival where parents, guardians, grandparents, children, everyone can come along and check out the storytelling, the games, and purchase some artwork. And these will be exhibitors who are mostly using recycled stuff, if I may say.
You told me you had this thing about the graphic novels, right?
Yes.
So this is finally going to make that dream come true. But are you going to do any stuff at this festival in terms of like drawing, like showing people what you're doing right there?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. There's going to be... Okay, first of all, there's going to be some stuff being sold that is part of the artwork of the book, right? The
like the original drawings
for the book? The original drawings, the limited edition. There's 25 prints. And and in terms of the actual launch, there'll be a bit of storytelling. The kids will be able to check out some stories that I've made for the day. So it's going to be exciting. Just bring the kids. Don't come alone. Just bring the kids because they'll love it, certainly.
I see you wearing your traditional headgear. What's it called?
Umqhele.
Umqhele.
Umqhele wengwe.
Okay.
Yeah. It's How's your Zulu, by the way?
It's leopard, eh?
Last time.
Yeah, but you know my Zulu. It's really poor.
We'll get there. Just come to the launch, actually.
I speak a little bit of Setswana.
Okay.
My Zulu is very bad.
Umqhele. It's a Zulu crown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you get them.
Is anyone allowed to wear it?
I don't know.
Because
well, people wear it.
Isn't it some kind of
Front of the king, as far as I understand it, in front of the king you're not allowed to wear the leopard version of it.
Only he is.
Only he is.
Yeah.
And you get fined if you come close to the king and you're wearing
fined
it.
Fined is still better than what would have happened to you 200 years ago.
Yeah, you probably get doomed actually.
Doomed and stabbed in the head.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're wearing that, and
yes.
Are you going to wear that at the festival this weekend?
I don't know. We'll see. Come through.
All right. Yeah. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be in Parkwood. So those who are not sure where Parkwood is, it's if you're at the Goodman Gallery, you're literally like a minute away. The address is 14 Dudley Road, on corner Wells and Dudley.
And parents, guardians, people who are interested in their kids' education, this is the place to go.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
They can buy your book and. If they feel like it, if they want something nice to hang on the wall, they can even buy one of the original prints.
100%.
That's beautiful.
Sure. So this year from the book will be there for sale, and other books that I've been working on in the past year. So come through and get some books for the children.
I'm chuffed, man. This is a great story. I like it when everybody's dream, well, when somebody's dream ends in a happy story. So what's the next step for you? What happens after this?
Sure.
No pressure. You got to keep going.
Look, we just did a Book Dash event the last weekend, right?
What's that?
So Book Dash organizes artists or creatives from around the country. And in this instance, we had 11 illustrators, 11 writers, and 11 designers. And in 12 hours, there are 11 teams. In 12 hours, we churned out 11 books.
Wow.
And
what an incredible idea.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Were the books any good?
I think so.
A bit shitty if you like.
No, the books
phenomenal.
Are good. No, the books are incredible. And Woolworths is going to print like 5,000 copies by Christmas and deliver it to the kids who are less privileged. And so will Book Dash. They'll print more of those. So in terms of where to from here, I think it's going to be exciting times with all the events that are happening and the books
that
are coming around.
You're a published author now. I mean, you know, now you can crow about this. This is the first one. Let's hope it sells like hotcakes. And you know what? Get the Department of Education to buy a whole bunch of these. That would be the way to go.
That's an ongoing process. But you've got to
keep trying.
See.
Yeah. Right. No. I hope. Listen, we have so many beautiful languages in this country. A language like isiZulu is one of the. Everybody in the world knows about Zulu, right? They know they know it exists.
Zulu
but wouldn't
nation.
It be great? Wouldn't it be great if people in China at universities there started learning isiZulu? Wouldn't it be great if people in America started speaking it?
Yeah,
I think it would be spectacular.
Of course.
And it doesn't sound like any other language. It's close enough to Xhosa, but I mean, it doesn't sound like any other language. And we really have something unique here that's worth keeping and growing and nurturing and making kids proud of.
Yeah.
Right. I love it. Go out there and spread the word.
Thank you, Gareth.
All right, my man. Cool. Very good luck. There's the book Siafunda and Siamasuku, who is the guy who decided to He pitched this. He threw it out there and crowdfunded the damn thing. How much money did you pull in with crowdfunding?
About 170,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, you see, another example of someone for whom 2016 wasn't this bad year that we've all been complaining about.
I'm starting to worry that we've got problems.
I just need data to fall. Are you making sure that's working, Gareth?
Between you and Zintle, just get out of my studio.
Yeah, and I'll take the 200.
You are the data man. That should be your superhero name.
Everybody comes in here with a hand outstretched, just waiting for me to give something.
You claimed it, man.
Data man.
Come at you.
Fair enough.
But we got your back, Garrett. Please make it happen.
No, thank you, dude.
This is CliffCentral.com.